This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
We thank you for your love, and we thank you for your many blessings. I thank you, Almighty God, for this week. Though it has been challenging, it has been victorious. Thank you. And Almighty God, I thank you for keeping us safe and secure. And now, my Lord, I pray now that as you bless us, as you move us forward, we glorify your holy name. Forgive us of our sins, cleanse us from those things that are unrighteous. And now, my Lord, I pray that this message will be a seed that will be planted, and that this message will yield you a great harvest, and it'll fall upon believers. Help me, O Lord, hide me behind your cross so that none will see me, but they'll only see and hear you. Help me not to preach what I feel, but only what you have given me to say. In Jesus' name, amen. First, all of the honor, all of the praise, all of the glory, all of the thanksgiving be unto the Almighty and to the living God, to Jesus, who is our Lord and our Savior, to the power, the indwelling, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit, to our First Lady, Sister Turner, to Pastor Alford, to Pastor Brady, to Minister Simons, to Minister Harbor, to these deacons who carry the covenant of Christ, to those thousands and thousands who will be ministered to by radio, and to you, O citizens of the kingdom of God. I greet you all in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. I've been asking the Lord, what would he have us to say today? I've been asking him, what is it that he would have us to say today to his people, his sheep, his people of God, his peculiar treasure, his anointed priest, his royal priesthood, those who are believers are the apple of God's eye. You have, when you see that in the book of Psalms, the apple of God's eye, that means that God protects you as a man. The word apple, I looked it up in Hebrew, it means pupil. It means that God protects you as a man protects the pupil of the most sensitive part of his body, which is the pupil of the eye. God protects you. You are the apple of his eye. You ought to say amen. You should be glad about that. There is a word from the Lord today. If you are going to go from common to uncommon, it cannot just be a message or sermons that you hear. If you are going to transform from average to amazing, if you are going to go from being a babe in Christ to being spiritually mature, it cannot be to where you just come and hear a good sermon and that's it. No meat. No life. No lifestyle. No change. If you are going to make a transformation from common to uncommon, from being a babe in Christ to finally being mature in the Lord, just coming to church will not do it. I need to talk to someone today, because in our society today, there are those of us who are attending church and we are under the false assumption that if I go to church, I'm saved. That since I go to church, I'm delivered. And we are getting caught up into believing that if I come to church or if I attend church, then my life is automatically going to change. My brothers and my sisters, how wrong you are. That's why we have a number of people that are going from church to church. That's why we have a number of people that are unstable in their faith. That is why we have a number of people that are being caught up in cults. Is because they thought that since I was coming to church, that I'm saved. Or that it's going to change my life. You have those who have started to use the church as a dating place. Child, I'm going over there. They got a lot of men that go to church over there. Oh, man, I'm going over there because, homeboy, I heard that there are some fine women over there, and I'm going. And brothers and sisters, that will not change your life. Listen. I need everybody to stand up for a minute. Everybody in the house, stand up. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take your side like this. I want you to put your hands on your side like this, as if you have a belt, as if you put two hands, Brother Wright, not holding them up, getting ready. And I want you to take your hand, and I want you to pull like you're pulling a belt. That means that it's time to tighten your belt up. When you see the terminology or the message, when you see the scripture in the Bible, when you see it in Ephesians, say, gird up your loins, that means to tighten your belt up. I wanted you to tighten your belt up because I want you to get ready for this message. Listen, the message of prettiness and pettiness and patter and pampering is over. Too many of us are trying to attend the biggest church in the city so that we can fool ourselves into thinking that we're saved. Your life, your lifestyle has to change. You have to conform yourself to the ways of the Lord. Now, I want to talk to you today from the book of Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 is one of the most challenging chapters in the Bible. Romans chapter 8. If you don't have a Bible, get by someone that has one, because we are serious. In Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 14. When you have it, say amen. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 14, it says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in," somebody say in, "Christ Jesus." Not outside Jesus, not around Jesus, but in. There are some people that's hanging around Jesus, but they're not in him. There are some people that are in church, but the church is not in them. See, if the church is in you, you can't be tricked and fooled and ran away from church. Your faith will not be shaken. You will not be tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine, by everything that comes along, everything that looks good. You won't be running forward. You won't fall, per se, as they say on the street, for the okie doke. Everything that shines is not gold. Those that are in Christ, there's no condemnation, who walk not after the flesh, but walk after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. So he's saying right there that if Jesus can do it, you can too. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit do mind the things, what? He says, watch this in verse 6. He said, "For to be carnally minded or to be worldly minded is death." He said, "But to be spiritually minded is what? So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God." They cannot. No matter how you dress it up, no matter how you jump it up, no matter how you sing it up, no matter how you fake it up, you cannot, if you are living in the flesh, please God. No matter how many scriptures you know, no matter how many prayers, no matter how, I don't care how many premeditated prayers you have before you get to church, you cannot. If you are in the flesh, if you are living in the flesh, if you are living to mind the things of the flesh, then you cannot please God. Okay, how many dresses you buy? Okay, how many suits you wear? No matter how many new clothes, how many new cars you buy, No matter how many big houses you move in, no matter how unlimited your visa is, if you are walking and minding the things of the flesh, and that's all that you have your mind on and doing, you cannot please God. If God is not your first thought, if God is not the head of your life, then you cannot please Him. But you are not in the flesh, believers, chosen children of God, royal priesthood. You are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. The way to test if you have the Spirit of God, if you can't forgive, if you can't love, if you can't grow, if you can't give your time, your talent, and your treasure, if you always have a negative attitude, if you hate, if you hold a grudge, chances are the Spirit of God is not dwelling in you. It's right there in 1 John if you hadn't torn it out. If any man hated his brother that he sees every day and hate Jesus that he had not seen, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. Told you to tighten your belts up. Says, if Christ be in you, verse 10, he says, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised Jesus up from the dead shall also make you alive. Shall quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, if you are debtors, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh, for if you live after the flesh, you're gonna die by it. Eventually, it's gonna kill you. He says, but if you through the spirit do what? Modify or change the deeds of the body, you shall what? Yes. For many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the what? Wow. I want to talk to you today about walking in power. Amen. The grass will wither, the flower it will fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, we're going to start walking in power. Now is the time to wake up. In our text today, this particular chapter precedes chapter 7. It precedes chapter 7 because in Romans chapter 7, verses 14 through 25, it precedes that particular chapter because Paul wanted everyone here to know that he knew about the same situations that you are going through today. Go to verse 15. Paul says, for that which I do, I do, and I allow not for what I would, that I do not, but what I hate, that I do. He says, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Watch this. I want to show you that Paul was having it. He said, now then, it is no more that I do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Go ahead. Watch this. He says, for I know that is in me. In other words, what's in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform it, are you with me yet? That good, I just can't seem to find it. Paul is talking about his everyday life. He said, for the good that I would do not, but the evil which I would not, that I...
Anybody getting this? He says, now, if I, are you with me yet? He said, now, if I do that, I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwell, that continually dwells in me. He says, now, I find in a law that when I would do good, apparently nobody else is having this struggle. He says, for I delight in the law of God, that in the inward man, he says, watch this. He says, but I see another law in my, y'all not going to talk back to me. Apparently you just don't see. Apparently you don't know what your members are. Though that's not the folk that's sitting on the pew. Y'all going to talk back to me? He says, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my, come on, talk back to me. He said, oh, wretched man that I am, who, how can I deliver? How can I get delivered from this? How can I change and modify these deeds of my body? He said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? He says, I thank God. Coming to church not going to do it. Being around the church and church people not going to do it. Saying you're going to do it, not going to do it. Talking about you're going to do it, not going to do it. Trying to imitate and emulate someone else is not going to do it. You've got to yield to Christ. You've got to give your life. Totally. To Jesus. See, we want to wish it to be different. I wish I could just get like everybody else. Don't happen. Not gonna happen. I wish I could just be like everybody else. I wish it, not gonna do it. So this particular chapter precedes, chapter 8 precedes chapter 7. Paul wanted you to know that. Now watch this. I want to show you something here because the Bible wants us, Paul is trying to get the Romans, the people here in this church, to walk in power. The problem with us as church, us as believers, we're not walking in power. We're not walking in victory. This is why these things are getting to us. This is why we're constantly failing. This is why we're constantly flunking. This is why we are regressing instead of progressing. Yeah. It's because we're not walking in power. Yeah. We're walking in the flesh. In fact, let me show you when we say that we're walking in the flesh. We think so much about the feeding the flesh until at breakfast time, we're thinking about what we're going to eat for lunch. Somebody's not with me yet. We're actually thinking about we're thinking about what we're going to eat for dinner. We are so consumed with the thoughts of feeding our flesh. Our flesh has gotten to the point to where we are not leading it around. It, talk back to me, is leading us around. Our flesh has gotten to the point to where it tells us what to do instead of us telling it what to do. We're being led by our flesh. This is what's getting us into so much trouble. This is what's making us so weak. When you are in sin, notice, believers I'm talking to, notice that when you are in sin, that your spiritual life becomes weak. You start to fear stuff. You start to get scared of everything that might happen or could happen. You don't speak up the way you used to speak up. You're not that bold anymore. You see, sin eats at your strength. This is going to be, I told you to tighten your belt up. Sin eats at your strength. Sin makes you fearful. Sin makes you, it brings you under subjection. Sin causes you not to hear God and hear yourself. Because we're walking with the flesh. We're thinking about our flesh. We're thinking about feeding our flesh. My brother, let me tell you something. If you're walking by your flesh, the Bible says that eventually you're going to die by it. You're going to die from depression. You're going to die from some disease. Do we know? I told you this mystery was going to get ugly, didn't it? Do you know every time when you are walking by the flesh, how much chances, what kind of a chance you're taking? You're rolling the dice when you walk by faith. I mean, when you walk by the flesh. Let me talk to you, because this is going to get serious. See, we're not walking in power. We're weaklings. We become spiritual weaklings. That's why the devil, that's why Satan is having so much fun in our lives. Because we're not walking in power. Because we're not, that's why we're so fearful. That's why we want to, when and here, listen, I want to talk to somebody. Don't break and run now. If you wanted to break and run and go somewhere else, you should have been gone. Because it's not time to break and run now. You see, now is the time that you're being challenged. Now is the time for you to get stronger in God's word. There are those of us who are, we're jumping from church to church, hopping. Let me go over here and hear the word. Because I've been being challenged over here. I've been discovered. My flesh wants to go. The Spirit of God says that we are children of God. And I haven't known Jesus to run from a fight yet.
We here at Christian Love Baptist Church would like to invite you to our Christian Love Family Life Center, located 3515 Hudson Boulevard, next door to the Christian Love Baptist Church. You're welcome to join our fitness center with state-of-the-art equipment. Need a place for a wedding reception, family reunion, or conference space? Well, look no further than the Christian Love Family Life Center. We can meet all your needs with the latest audio and video equipment. For more information, contact Miss Patsy at 318-709-8116. Or Miss Linda Johnson at 770-371-3466.
Mahler Furniture, a community institution, always providing excellent value at affordable prices. All furniture, bedding, and accessories at amazing value. Interest-free financing. Layaways also available while you're waiting for that tax refund. Remember, you didn't buy it from Mahler, you paid too much. Marler Furniture is a proud community sponsor, 98 Bolton Avenue.
When you experience the loss of a loved one and you need to select a funeral home, Robinson Family Mortuary is that funeral home. Robinson Family Mortuary is locally owned and operated in the city of Pineville, Louisiana. 192 Pine Grove Drive, Pineville, Louisiana. Robinson Family Mortuary serves the entire community of Central Louisiana and surrounding parishes, including Natchitoches, Avoyelles, Grant, Wynn, Allen, and throughout the entire state. Robinson Family Mortuary is staffed with over 40 years of tender loving care and experience. Robinson Family Mortuary offers cremation, floral arrangements, headstones, and catering for your repast. For information regarding any of our services, please feel free to contact Dolores or Tyrone at 318-4444.